Why don't you think about that just for a few minutes? Just think about it. Life is full of ups and downs. And they're so hard sometimes. You feel like you can't make it. But then in the end, we could say to God, I never could have made it without you. Anybody like me, I refuse to be destroyed. You hear what I'm saying? I'm talking about recent incidents. I refuse to be destroyed. But I'm smart enough to know that I can't do it without God. Good morning, saints. Thank God I'm in the midst of you again. When I got a text from Reverend Armstrong, I was glad to jump at it, Wilhelmina. It's good to be with family. Always good to be with family. Amen. Just to tell you a little bit of how important we think family is. My sisters and brothers, we get together once a month and do family time. Amen. Amen. I wish I could come here once a month. But you have a well, able, and capable pastor, Reverend Armstrong. Somebody let him know how grateful I am to be here. Amen. Don't forget to tell him now, just in case I forget. But it's always a blessing to Mr. Stanton and Reverend Duo, and I see quite a few ministers out there. Amen, amen, amen. Deacons, trustees, my sisters and brothers, God bless you. Amen. My service starts at 10. I promised Reverend Armstrong I would do communion. So guess who's going to be on the run? Amen. Amen. And it's not because I don't love you, but it's because I believe in being faithful. Amen. 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 Turn with me, if you will, to Genesis. This story is one that many know already. But there are some things we've been skipping over. And I don't want to skip over this any longer. Amen. Let's look at Genesis 28. While you're looking for it, let me share something with you. Jacob has already gotten Esau's birthright. You don't have to worry about that. He has also taken, if you read in 27, he has taken Esau's blessing. On both occasions, using a certain amount of trickery. I don't want to spend a lot of time talking about the trickery. Most of us know that story. But I want to show you something, amen, that I said we keep skipping over, all right? Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It's Isaac's time, and he believes he's about to die. So he blesses not Esau, but Jacob by accident. Okay? He thinks he's blessing his oldest child, which was the custom of that time. Esau finds out about it, he's angry, and he nearly swears he's going to kill Jacob. And the mother, Rebecca, decides she's got to get Jacob out of town. All right? But what's so fascinating about this is even though Esau was Isaac's favorite child, he did not want anything to happen to Jacob. Let me prove it to you. He gives Jacob a second blessing. All right? Before he leaves. Let's start at the third verse. And we're going to go to the fifth verse. All right? Jacob says, "May God Almighty bless you and make you fruitful and multiply you, that ye may be an assembly of peoples, and give you the blessing of" who? Abraham. "To you and to your descendants with you, that you may inherit the land in which you are a stranger, which God gave to Abraham." Somebody said, You didn't see that before, did you? So Isaac sent Jacob away. I'm going to say that again. So Isaac sent Jacob away. And he went to Paddan Aram. And Laban, the son of Bethuel, the Syrian, the brother of Rebekah, the mother of Jacob and Esau. I've spoken to you the word of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
I want to preach to you on the subject, returning to the place of promise.
Amen.
You may be seated. Returning to the place of promise. This father, Isaac, was extremely saddened when he found out that according to his will and according to the customs, that he blessed the wrong child. All right? But how many of you know that God had already chosen Jacob in his mother's womb? Some things we look at, we think are mistakes. God has always has a plan for us. Sometimes he doesn't like the way we act in implementing those plans. I am so glad that we do not have the foresight to see our future. If we did, we would manipulate it according to the way we think it ought to be. As people, we do messed up stuff. There's not an individual in here, including the place I stay, that we don't do messed up stuff. Sometimes we regret our stuff for the rest of our lives. And something funny about, there is something funny about history. You cannot go back and change it. Folk like to rewrite history and put their own slant on it, but you really cannot change what has already happened. Most of us in here, if you've lived long enough, got a history we want to keep in the closet. All of us, behind me and in front of me, on the side of me, each side, has something in common. We all have something in common. Everybody in here will be invited at some point to come to Christ. If you haven't already. Right? Most of us, I'd like to think, in here, have already received Jesus Christ as our Lord and our Savior. But there's not a lot of folks telling us, Deacon Poole, about how to be achievers in our lives. There's not a lot of people telling us about how to win the war with Satan. We talk about Ephesians 6, but we try to escape Ephesians 6, and you can't. You either lose or you win. Amen? I need something from you today. I need every one of us to put ourselves in Jacob's place, to see ourselves as Jacob at some point in our lives. See, we like to talk about all his trickery, huh? We like to talk about the meaning of his name, heel catcher. You know, you remember him wrestling in the room with his brother, catching his heel? But I want you to follow me through his transition, all right? And in his transition, he changes, all right? Let's see if I can get you to where I am. Isaac does not want anything to happen to Jacob. He's already blessed Jacob. He really doesn't have to bless him again. But he chooses to. And he tells Jacob that he will get the same promise that was given to Abraham. If you look at it, that's what he's telling him. This land that we are on right now will one day belong to you. But then he asks him to leave. How many of us in here have heard from God? And we have received a promise that has not yet been fulfilled. And life is strange. Sometimes we mess up our own lives. And sometimes lives just happen. Life just happens. Jacob messed up his own life by the trickery. But yet, because God has his hand on him. Can I say that again? Yet because God has his hand on him. You may have messed up like me, but because God has his hands on you, things are not necessarily finished yet. Amen? Because if God makes a promise, God is God, and he is going to fulfill the promise that he made us. I don't care how long it takes. Some of us we end up moving out. Just like Jacob. We move out. But we move out in order to be changed and trained. He goes to Laban's house, his uncle. He falls in love with Rachel. He agrees to work for Rachel 7 long years. I don't know if I can ever love anybody that much. I'm just being honest. Maybe I'm too selfish, but 7 years, that's a long time. He works for her, but his uncle tricks him. He's beginning to learn what trickery is all about. Maybe he has flashbacks. I brought this on myself. Because you do have to be repaid for what you do. You reap what you sow. And just because we reap what we sow sometimes, we start thinking that maybe the blessing isn't going to come upon us that God promised us. But even though God makes us pay a price for what we have done, he still does not leave us and will bring us to the place that he promised us. Amen? He has to marry Lily. million. Man, that doesn't seem fair. But I preached right here one time, because Leah spent her whole life being upset in her spirit because Jacob never loved her. How many of us sleep with folks that don't love us? Huh? And we keep hoping for change. I'm just saying. Okay. We're gonna make it happen. Look at her every time she has a child and she names her child. We're gonna make it happen. But you can't make anybody love you. They need to do it on their own. She's depressed the whole marriage. But I preached from here one time. It was Leah, not Rachel. Because when you look, Leah, Jesus comes through the line of Leah. Because Jesus is of the Judah tribe. And Leah is the one who birthed Judah. But sometimes we don't get to see. Can I say this again? Sometimes we don't get to see all that God is going to use us for. You may sleep in the Lord, but it's still going to happen. You see, Abraham never saw the fullness of the promise. But you know what? Israel is living on that land today. Amen? It still happened. All right? Isaac didn't get to see it. Jacob didn't see the fullness of the promise. But Israel is still living on the land. What am I saying to you? If God has promised you, believe that he is wise enough and powerful enough to perform everything that he has promised you in your life. Jacob's upset. I don't know if he'd been drinking that night so drunk, because I think I would have been able to look in that person's eyes and say, that ain't the mate I asked for. And he lets Laban talk him into working another 7 years. I would have been like, fool. I've already worked 7 years. You tricked me. Why should I have to do another 7 years? But because he was so in love, not the kind of love I understand, but because he's so in love, he agrees to work another 7 years. He gets Rachel this time. I'm doing this on purpose. He gets Rachel this time. Then Laban has the nerve to ask him to work another 6 years. 20 years. 20 years of being away from home. 20 years of not seeing the promise. But he finally gets tired. He packs up his stuff while Laban is not paying attention. And he decides to get his family out of there. But Laban finds out about it, and he goes after him. Laban says, wait a minute. Those wives you got, they my daughters. He starts naming all the stuff that is his because he really doesn't want him to go. That's the way life works. When somebody got you held down, they really don't want to let you go. Satan really doesn't want to let you go. If he got you down, he's going to keep you down. You have to make up your mind. I'm not staying there. See, that's what make good warriors. Folk who say, you might hit me, and I might have to reel and rock, but I'm coming back. I'm not going to stay there. I refuse to lose the war. Amen? And you can't, when you are with God, you can't lose the war. When he has promised you something, know this, that he's going to fulfill it. That ought to give you enough courage. It ought to give you enough courage to not lose the war. You need to say to Satan, I do not see what God has promised me. I am not going to be destroyed by you. And I know it's not my time for you to destroy me. How do you know that? Because God keeps his promise. And even though I don't see it yet, I know that it's coming. So I know that you can't destroy me. I know that you can't put my feet in an eternal grave. God has promised me life, and he has promised me life more abundantly. I will not be destroyed by you. God is on my side. So he heads toward home. He's returning to his place of promise. Can I talk to you for a few minutes? Y'all say spa. You want me to explain what spa is? I'm not talking about that mineral place of water. But I'm giving you a little just so you'll remember. Something happens here. All right? All of us in here have gifts.
Amen.
Given to us by God.
Amen.
For the implementation of ministry in the world.
Amen.
For God.
Amen. Amen.
S. We splinter off into different directions.
Amen.
To do ministry. Problem is some of us have been kicked so by the enemy, we are not using our gifts for the ministry of God. See, a lot of us are under the impression that ministry only happens in the pulpit. More ministry happens beyond the pulpit than in the pulpit. And if all of us use our gifts in here, hello. All you have to do is look at 1 Corinthians 12, 13, and 14 that talks about the gifts and the implementation of the gifts. Why? Just like Jesus. Hello. I'm not saying we are Jesus, but I am saying just like Jesus, we can show the power from above by doing the ministries that each one of us have been given. But let me tell you what happens. Folks hurt our feelings. We move back. We didn't get what we wanted in a certain amount of time. We move back. Life disappointments make us move back. Don't move back. Keep pressing toward the mark. Hello? Who are you scared of? Stop being afraid of folk. I know that there are folk out there who try to choke your ministry. I understand that. But refuse to be choked. If they won't let you operate one place, go another place. That's what Jesus did. Let me prove it to you. He says a prophet has no honor in his own home. So he didn't do much ministry in Nazareth because they didn't believe in him. All right, you don't believe in me? He got up and went somewhere else. And you keep moving till they find that place. Till you find that place where they will accept you. Some of us have an awesome prayer of deliverance and healing, and we're sitting on it.
Amen.
Some of us have an awesome ministry of prophecy, and we're speaking on it. I know folks like to believe that prophecy is dead. Huh? But see, I've seen it happen personally. And there are some things that God woke me up to personally. And when I was able to speak it into folks' life, they said, how do you know that? I know it's not dead. Speaking in tongues. It's not dead. But guess what? Y'all don't ever hear me speaking in tongues, do you? That's not my gift. So I don't use it. Or should I say, I use it maybe when I'm trying to sing. Amen. Or I'm most comfortable waking up out of my sleep and it's going on. But I don't walk around trying to fool folk. The Lord told me that most of the time he hasn't told anybody anything. Usually he tells you first. And the other person comes along and confirms. I'm just saying. Satan used all kind of trickery. Let me get back to the scripture. He's returning to the place of promise. If you have splintered off in your ministries and you're not doing ministry the way you're supposed to be doing ministry, head back toward home. And do what God has called you to do. P. We're all going to have problems in our lives. Things will happen to stop us. Why? Not because God wants it, but because Satan is on his job. If you haven't had problems yet, just hold on, because the potential is there. Because God uses those things, to shift us and to make us into what he is calling us to be. All right? Moving back home, or moving to the place of promise, is a place of application. You start moving, and God will start working. Let me prove it to you. He's moving out. Jacob is moving because his father sent him away. All right? He has an encounter with God where he sees these angels moving up and down the ladder. That's all we talk about, is the angels moving up and down the ladder. And we found out that the angels are messengers between the heavens and earth. And they go back and forth in representation of God. All right? But look at the story again, because God is standing at the top of the ladder. And he reiterates to Jacob what his father has already told him. All right? Sometimes when people are saying things, we don't necessarily believe them. But when God tells you something, amen, you can believe it. So God says, you know, basically what he is saying, if I can put it in my own words, the blessing you just got is so true. It's going to be fulfilled that this land belongs to you. But you got to go away. Or he goes away. On his way back, he has another encounter with God. This time he's wrestling with God. And he refuses to let God go until he is blessed. I will not let you go till you bless me. I like having that Jacob spirit, Kathy. I'll wrestle with God. I'll tell God, I'm not trying to go till you bless me. Why? Because I don't want to lose, so I need a blessing from you. I'm not going to let go. Watch what I'm saying. He's on his way home. And God changed his name because he refused to let go until he got blessed. And he changed his name from Jacob, heel catcher, to Israel, the wrestler. Huh? It's because that's the way our lives are. We wrestle with issues in and out of season. We are just wrestling. It's not just you, but it's all of us. But when you head toward back to the place of promise, God will change your name. You might be known as slickster. You might be known as whoremonger. You might be known as thief. You might be known as robber. You might be known as liar, but when you head back home, hey, you'll have a name change. God will change your name, not according to who you were, but now according to who you are. Return to the place of promise. And as you go, somebody say, as you go. As you go, you will encounter God and he will set you in a place. Returning to the place of promise. You do know what the story of the prodigal son is all about, don't you? Or do you really? He left home too. And he messed up real bad. You see, we all left home because we originally belong to God. And we are all prodigal sons and daughters for a season in time. And then we have an encounter with God. And he tells us to come back home. Returning to the place of promise. What is the place of promise? The place of promise is that I can live eternally. And you can live eternally in his presence. But we've got to change who we are. You see, without application, there will be destruction. Amen? You've got to get back to the place of promise. If we promise you life eternal, and if you've gone back into the street, come back home. Come back to the place of promise. If you're no longer using your gifts in ministry, come back home. Come to the place of promise. If you have messed up so bad that you have jail, I know a person who can set you free eternally. I know somebody. I know a man who loves us in season and out of season. I know a man who can wrap you in his bosom all night long. I know a man who can deliver you from the gates of hell. I know a man. I get excited. And I don't need you to get excited. I can get excited all by myself. I had a recent incident. My family and friends thought I was gonna get sick behind something that happened in my life that I can't control. But I shut everybody out of my life. You don't know what I'm talking about yet. I shut everybody out of my life. For a little more than a week, nobody really saw me because I needed to stay in his presence. I said, Lord, I was sick last time, but I'm not going to be sick this time. Because you are in my corner, I'm going to hide myself under your wing of protection. God, I know you got me. How you doing all over there? I might not be so good now, but I guarantee you, I won't be sick. Won't no hospital be looking at me. But you gotta have a relationship. Something has got to change about who we are. We've got to move back to the place of promise. You promised me. You protect me. You promised me. You provide for me. You promised me. And I'm looking for you to keep your promise. I'm just saying. Y'all sit there. Y'all do know who I'm talking about, Jesus. Huh? You see him hanging on the cross. He looks defeated. Huh? And I bet you a lot of folk lost their hope because they were expecting more of him. They didn't realize that he was doing a greater thing for their good. They didn't realize that he wasn't going to stay on the cross. They didn't realize he wasn't going to stay in the grave. But on the third day, he rose with all power in his hand. Anybody got that kind of power? I'm going to follow him. I got your promise right here. You don't have to go back on your own. You don't have to go back by yourself. I am with you. Yeah. Say that. I am with you. I will never leave or forsake you. I am with you. Some things in life, you just gotta let it go. Why would you hold on to something that's choking you? Why would you hold on to something that's killing you? We got some sins in our life that is choking us and killing us. Let it go. Because when God returns with you, amen, he's going to be like that father in the prodigal son. When we start coming home and he sees us off in the distance, he's going to send some, get a fatted calf. Bring me my robe. Let me dress them in the robe of glory. Returning to a place of promise. We all have a promise of salvation if we receive Jesus Christ. But don't forget, we're going to splinter off and have our own things to do in ministry. Stop looking at other folk, what they are doing. You paying attention to other folk and how they are doing, you can't get your work done. And then you wonder why God blessed them so much than you, so much more than you. Because you were too busy looking at somebody else. Stand to your feet. Spa. Splinter off and do your ministries. Stop waiting on somebody to give you something. Do what God told you to do, and he is the giver. P, problems are going to happen. But you can't let that make you quit. And the other P, in case You haven't had any problems yet. The potential was there.
Oh, no, I guess
because the enemy is going to get you.
Just put your name in. You want me to do
it. It's not what goes on in your life. It's how you go through it. Be determined to win. Love everybody. Now, in somebody's heart right now, they said, Reverend, I received Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. But some things happened in the church, and I moved away. And I'm saying to you, go back to your place of promise. Put the A in there. Make application to what God has already told you. If he told you I'm going to save your soul, no matter what it looks like in your life right now, you come as you are. Because he's going to keep his promise. Huh? Application, go back to the place of destiny for you. Change. When you change, God will change your name.
Hallelujah.
Huh? Folks will look at you. They may not walk up to you. They'll see the change in you. The doors of the church are open. God wants to give you the opportunity to hear from him. God wants to give you the opportunity to walk in the salvation that he has for you. Somebody. I got a friend that sits on my left, your right, that says, I ain't too proud to beg. Is there somebody out there?